Episode 2626, How the Hell Do You Fight Well?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. You know, it's relationship builders, and sometimes we just need to take a break, take a step back to understand, really, what are we talking about in our marriage? How do you communicate with each other? You know, there's so many different ways of communication. How the hell do you fight well? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, it's interesting. People tend to shy away from confrontations, conflicts, even arguments, especially in marriage. So how the hell do you fight well? You know, it's those arguments that seem to dabble in the areas of, well, you know, not enough money, or you're not giving me enough intimacy, woo-hoo. Or who's responsible for the laundry and the dishes? Aren't you picking up the children? I mean, come on, you know, you probably have already had an argument today. The first thing, though, everyone must understand, you will have arguments. You're going to have disagreements and even shouting matches in marriage. No marriage is perfect. Now, I can say I haven't fought with my husband for over 24 hours, but guess what? I'm not at home. I'm visiting my mama in Kansas. Yes, I am. And so you know what? There hasn't been an argument, not even via text. But I tell you that because, yeah, you may not be arguing every day, but you kind of get a little hot under the collar. Because you're right. No marriage is perfect. Mine's not. Yours isn't. Plus, your marriage doesn't have two partners that agree all the time. You're human. Whether it's politics, finances, career, children, or dust, each of you has different preferences and perspectives. Let me tell you a perspective here. Do you know I love this cleaner that I have? It is all natural. It comes from oils, thyme specifically, and it is gorgeous. The smell, I love it. It's fresh. My husband comes in. I don't like that smell. Where's the Lysol? Can't you get that citrus smelling Lysol? And I'm like, seriously? Seriously. Yeah. Talk about different preferences, different perspectives, most definitely. And you know what? For the most part, it's a good thing. Because think about how boring your life would be if you were exactly like your husband. Oh dear, we do not want two of my husband. I love him, but we don't want two of me either. You might be saying that your eardrums could use a break, right? Because there's just so many things happening. Everything's coming all around you. But in all seriousness, your marriage is worth the fight. Sometimes you have to go to battle, but you have to fight well. So if you are one who is pointing fingers at your spouse, then this episode's for you. If you're one who says you've got it made, well, then this episode's for you too. Wherever you are in your marriage, this is a must listen. Because marriage is a two-way street, but one must start the conversation. And that's the issue here. Are we having conversations? Or are we having yelling matches? Because I can tell you right now, I can yell over you. I can yell over your spouse. I can yell. But I also can project. And I also can command. But I also communicate. And the best way to communicate is through conversation. Dr. Greg Smiley says this, conflict when handled correctly is the doorway to intimacy and understanding. If you are honestly desiring a better marriage, then that means it takes work. You got to put in the work. You got to put in the effort. You must begin to change the conversation. And it starts with you. Maybe you've thought about fixing it. Ever come from that perspective? What about running away from conflict? It's much easier to hide in the corner. Separation, you're done with each other. You've gotten so heated that you can't even stand to be in the same room, let alone the same house. And then you know the big D, right? Divorce. All of this stuff can even lead to, well, just living in the status quo. But how is that serving you as an individual? And how is that serving you as a couple? If you always try to fix it, you're putting your spouse on the defensive. Why? because he's going to assume that you think you're right when you do that. But why do you do it anyway? Is it because you need a little ego booster? Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it's not. But what is it? Is it just because you're mad at the kids? Well, why take it out on your husband? That's not fair either. Who wants to work with someone who doesn't believe in him or trust him? I know I wouldn't, and I don't think you would either. What if you could, though, learn to fight well? Not just to boost your ego and self-interest, but truly allow conflict to bring you closer together as a couple. If you can understand your roles during the fight, you can learn to fight well. Just take a time out. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Take a time out. When you're in the middle of conflict and the heat keeps rising, you know what I'm talking about, right? You got to take a time out. I remember the good old days. Yeah, my kids, they got their time out. Today, I don't know if people do time out. We'll see. My child, my oldest, is raising our grandbaby. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what is she going to use? How is she going to choose to discipline? For us, timeout worked. Now, we had other means. That was not the only means. It was one way to discipline. And so I say that because a timeout is simply what? A break. It's a time for you to gather yourself. You owe your hearts a break. A constant beating down of each other only constructs walls that are almost impenetrable. As you continue to shoot down your husband, the heart continues to harden. And eventually, there are areas of the heart that remain petrified. For a while, that hurt and hardened part of the heart can be compartmentalized. However, the effect can spill over as time passes and petrify the rest of the heart. You don't want to live with a hardened heart. Not for yourself. Definitely, you don't want to give it to your spouse. And so you have to figure a way to communicate in conflict. So how the hell do you fight well? Number one, own up. Own your part of the conflict. Are you standing for your marriage? If you are, then you're owning your part. If you're one who is always pointing fingers, it's your fault, babe. You did this. You said, didn't you tell me about this? Okay, that's pointing fingers. That's placing blame. Then you're not owning your part. It's important for us to own our mistakes, to own our part. Because if not, you're like, I'm better than you are. And really, you're not. You're not. You make mistakes every single day. Now, I know you may be owning it because I hear it now. But I own my mistakes. It's my spouse who doesn't own his mistakes. Okay, that may be true. But someone still has to start the conversation differently. And if you keep saying, well, if I'm the only one who's doing it, and he's not going to reciprocate, then why in the heck am I doing it? Why do I have to keep being the one? Well, maybe you have to be the one to lead the way. You don't sit back when you're raising a child and say, well, you go tell me how to do the dishes. You go tell me and teach me how to walk. You go tell me and learn. And so you can teach me what 2 + 2 is. Is it really 4? No, you're training up your child. Now, I'm not going to tell you you're training up your husband. No, no, and no. Because I know you're already thinking, yes, finally, a woman who says we are training up our husbands. No, we're not. But we are training up each other to respect each other. How we have a conversation, how we communicate, if we degrade, if we beat down, if we belittle, that is not doing anything for anybody. You should not make your husband feel less than. Now, yes, I believe 100% that he should not make you feel less than. But remember, you can only control you. So own up. Number two, show up. What can you do to make a difference for the better in the marriage? Don't place blame on the other person and wipe your hands of any wrongdoings. Remember, marriage is a two-way street. You have to show up. You can't sit there and say, oh my gosh, I've had a long day. I really don't want to get into this. But sometimes you have to get into it, but you do it from a different perspective. You do it from a different way. You don't have to sit there and yell. You can be confident and still be very soft-spoken. And let me just give you a tip here. The louder you raise your voice, the less your spouse will hear you. But if you can remain calm, cool, and collected, if you can lean in and whisper. And when I say whisper, not really whisper, but I'm getting really soft because I want you to lean in. I want you to feel that what I'm saying right now is the most important thing. Honey, I love you. But we just cannot go and spend $2,000 on a new refrigerator. But we can go and get a $1,000 one. I know it's not exactly what you want, but it will help us within our budget right now. And then maybe we can look at taking that and making that our second refrigerator when we save up enough money. But right now, our budget shows this. Now, you can say it that way, or you can say, oh, hell no. We cannot afford a $2,000 refrigerator. Have you looked at the budget? What are you thinking? We only have $1,000, if that, and we need to only spend that. Do you hear the difference? You put off somebody so fast, you close the door. So lean in a little bit. Relax the voice. Soften it. And allow them to hear you. You're not a dog barking at them. But pretty soon, that's honestly what they hear. And all they want to do is turn around and say, shut the you-know-what up. How the hell do you fight well? Own up. Show up. And finally, number three, fill up. Surround yourself with those willing to fight for your marriage. Unfortunately, it's too easy to be separated nowadays. It is too easy to go get a divorce. Nobody wants to fight for the other partner. So make sure that if you are struggling, especially with communication, because you know, if the communication's gone, there's a breakdown, it is really tough to get back on track. And it takes work. And so you need to be encouraged. You need to be lifted up in prayer and in words and in actions, not just by your spouse, because, well, if you're not communicating well, you're not talking. But you need others to lift you up. So surround yourself with a community that's willing to fight for your marriage, hope-filled accountability. This is a community that supports you and your spouse. They're not sitting there whispering in, you know, your ear, you know what, it'd be better if you just got a divorce. That doesn't work. Now, am I saying that there are not times for divorce? Okay, hold on to your hat. Yes, I do believe there are times that people do need to divorce. But that's not the topic of conversation right now. The topic of conversation is communication. How the hell do you fight well? Because when you start to own up, show up, and fill up, life changes. You change. And remember, it all starts with you. Marriage is a two-way street, but one must start the conversation. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.